Hilchos Tzitzis with two shurim, two, I think, separable shurim. One is to finish up the limud of Tatzdake Lemifta Nafshach Mitzitzis. So in order to finish the shir on Tuesday, in the appropriate fashion, I rushed to the punchline of the Mishneh Berurah. I just want to back up a little bit to see this in the Rishonim. The Malach tells Rav Katina, Sadina Bekaita Vesarbala Besisva, that if he's going to wear a sadin in the summer and a sarbal in winter, so tzitzis shotcheles mata heyolei. So Adam pointed out that I may have gotten carried away with my interpretation of the Rashi, that I interpreted when it says besarbal shalonu, they're referring to malachim. So Adam probably correctly is pointing out that's referring to Rashi's sarbal. So the the Malach says to Rav Katina, Katina, right? Now, Rav Katina understood he was getting punished, right? So he said, Anashisai Aasei, do you punish us on Aseis? What's Pshat, do you punish us on Aseis? So we learned, it seems to be a machleik Hashem wants pshat and an ashisa ba'asei. The simple learning is the way Tosus would seems to intimate that he was going to give him up an oynish. The Shidim Hakul Bet says in Sif and Os Vav says afal gav dem rinon asei suke ve'ino oise makin oise chetetei nafshoi. So the sheet understood that Rav Katina understood that he wasn't going to get punished for not doing the mitzvah, he was going to get forced to do the mitzvah. That was the Malach was coming in and saying, Katina, you got to do the mitzvah. So that's, Rav Katina understood that that's the first in the basin says. They don't start beating out right away, they first do the mitzvah. So he understood that the Malach was now bimkoin basin, but was really coming his way was a kfiyah. She says, since when are we koifan mitzvah asei? So the Shita says, well, of course we're koifan mitzvah asei. So the Shita draws a distinction between an asei kavua and asei sheinu kavua. So pashas, that means that a mitzvah, like a mitzvah veris, that if there's a mitzvah that there's a set period of time, so then koifan ala mitzvahs. But if today, tomorrow, you can kind of the mitzvah later on, so then we would not be koifan ala mitzvahs. So the Gemara then continues to say that, again, let's drop the Chayvas, Gavra, Chayvas, Talus right now, we discussed that already. So the Gemara says that the Malach, that when that it this is irrespective of whether Chayvas, Gavra, Chayvas, Talus, because Rav Katina made himself potter from the chiyuv of mitzvah of tzitzis. Ki michsei talus de labas chiyuvi mi mechayve. In other words, how could the Malach say be'idon de bezman de ikor rischa and shinon? Right, which again, according to Rav Yishayim, that would mean that be'idon de rischa, you got to do a. A mitzvah asay even not mechuyev, and according to the shita, bein the rizcha, the base should be koyfe, and mitzvah asay shenu kavua. That's how the shita would work. That rabbanim have to be more aggressive about certain kinds of mitzvahs, bein the rizcha. Okay, that'd be interesting. It's a different mahalach. So the Gemara then says, but why are we being koif? Why should we be koif in this mitzvah? He's mamish potter. Why should he get punished? Even be'edin in the rizcha, he was potter. Right. So one thing to say, chayves gavra, chayves talit in the rizcha. No, he was potter from the mitzvah. The Gemara says, tatzdak e lemifter nafshecha mitzitzis. You did a haroma to pati yourself from tzitzis. So now let's thread it through. So the Malach came to Rav Katina and said to Rav Katina, You were You're doing the language of Ener Geshem. You're doing Harama. And you're making yourself potter. So Rav Katina was saying, Hanashisa, I did a good Harama. I sold my Chometz Gomer, Mamish with all the Hidur, with every single Kenyan. So the Gemara says, Beidan Derischa. It's not a bad example, because that's not being ever allowed. Beidan Derischa. So Beidan Derischa, Ener Geshem would say, don't do Haramas. Don't cut off the tzitzis. Don't cut off the corner. That's not. In other words, it helps us to find haramah in regeshim. And then he was part of it was a beged shalosh knafim. So why was? But it's haramah because he's wearing a talis, which is baruch but tzitzis, and now he's wearing the talis without. That's haramah. All right. So that's it gives an insight to the haramah. According to Shita. It might mean that Beis Din would be koifer, not to do Harama, maybe. Right, but according to the Ener Geshem, and then now according to the way the Rambam learns Pshat, that a chosid should buy Arba Kanfos. In other words, it's two different levels. If a person doesn't have a four-cornered baguette, he's not mechuyev to buy a four-cornered baguette. If he has a four-cornered baguette, he's not supposed to trim a corner. All right, that's how Yitzchak calls it. But does he have to go to Judaica to buy a four-cornered baguette? He will get a sponsorship. Does he have to go to buy a four-cornered baguette? No, not even Beit Nerischa. Right, but Beit Nerischa can't do Arama. But so that's why the lashon of Rambam is that a chosid, a person who wants to go lefnim mishur sadin, he's mechuyev to do a harama. All right, that's what the Beis Halevi has in one of his drushes, because beidin derischa he also put it, but beidin derischa. So then you showed that you were moyes b'mitzvah. You had a mitzvah to do right there. You could have put on tzitzis. Instead, you get yourself put in the mitzvah. So that's like a misa b'mitzvah. So when it's not Beit Nerischa, so what's Beit Nerischa? Michal Feinstein said Beit Nerischa is like last week's parasha, Bolak, 2 weeks ago, that Bilam knew when the Shas HaRoiges of Kadosh Baruch Hu was. So the Shas HaRoiges, if it's uneventful, all right. So it doesn't get, but if Bilam can provoke the Shas HaRoiges, that's an Beit Nerischa, right? So that's the Lechaira, we could take it as a Lechaira and Eden Nerischa, and Lechaira, I'm making a little bit of a jump. Eden Nerischa might be B'Shas HaDin. Eden Nerischa, Kadosh Baruch Hu is upset with us. So what happens then? So it could be that you see the Rambam discussed in Hilchos Tshuva that we are indeed only Achamei Res M'Shana, and we're needed on Yom Ne'ram. But then the Rambam also writes, B'Shas HaDin, the Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at our Zuchuyas and our Averus. So you see, according to Rambam, there's another Shas HaDin. There's a Shas HaDin, everybody has their own personal Shas HaDin, Achim Eshim Shana. And then there's a Shas HaDin on the Yom Ne'ram. But apparently there's another Shas HaDin. In other words, when a place has a drought, and they have to be Mespal and do Taniyas. So l'chora, that's not a Yom Ne'ram to Geshas, and that's not a. That's a different. There's a din going on. So there are different times when there's a din going on. Person has la rachmana litzlan. We have a person is in Yud Beis Chodesh. An ovel during Yud Beis Chodesh can't take on any additional risk. Doesn't go on any unnecessary tiyulim, right? Because that's. The lashon of the svarim is a din motor kinegdoi. Right? The Gemara talks about during Shiva there's a very severe din motor kinegdoi, like a lance between his knees. So after the first few days, a little bit less of a din motor. So apparently those are the person goes to a shatzin when we are careful not to take on an extra sakana. We should nichnas of emata mesivra hay man da hayvali dina v'hani yakum. So what does it mean to say that the bad time means that it's a Shas HaDin? So, I'm suggesting, Eden Derischa means a Shas HaDin. So Shasa Din means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is looking at his chuyos and our averus. So according to one pshat according to the pshat of Rabbi Shoinim, if a person had an opportunity to do a mitzvah, and then he went out not to do the mitzvah, he made himself potter from the mitzvah. So that would be that would not only be he didn't get his chus. That'd be apparently that come under the chayvus. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Shuvah says the Kadosh Baruch looks at the chuyos and chayvus. It's not mitzvahs and averus. It's not tarig mitzvahs. It's the chuyos. The reason the demons is the chus. Right, according to Rambam, living Eretz Yisrael is not a mitzvah. It's chus. It's called the chus. So the same thing with chayvus. Chayvus doesn't only mean a ma'is avera. This Gemara is saying is that there could be a chayv of being moyes by mitzvah. That's tatzdake. That's haroma. I have Roma to be put to my mitzvah. So that's one mahalach in the sugya that bizman neinu onu we do a midas chasidus by being machayev by self with tzitzis. Right? We have one minig of tzitzis b'shas tefillah and we have another kiyam mitzvah of tzitzis, and that's what we've been discussing, and that's the din of shir, and that's the talis koton to be machayev by self in the mitzvah of tzitzis. So that is an extra chus, but that's the midas chasidus. However, Rabbeinu Yoina has a different understanding of the maskana v'asug. Rabbeinu Yoina writes in Shari Tshuva in Chelek Shar Gimel, Os Chav Beis. Right there, he's discussing in starting with. Ois Yav Beis, he starts discussing mitzvahs asei. So he writes in Ois Chav Beis that mitzvahs tefillin, mitzvahs mezuzah, mitzvahs aseiin. Ve'inim b'chlal kabos o'malchus shemayim. V'suchal esboinin mizel oinei shemavatal mitzvah eila. Ki'u shoiber oil, menatek meiseiros. V'kvar damnu l'davel mitzvah eila. V'al mitzvah sitzes, omer rabbi seinu zechonim levrocham. Quote the Sifri, Sha'at Sitzis, Moisefis Kedusha. Shenemar, Laman Tizgru, Vasitzimus, Kol Mitzvah, Yisoy, Visim Kedush, Malaychem. Begam, Ki Ein Mitzvah, Sitzis, Ulossi Al Mishi, Eshli Beged, Ashulay Arba Kanfois. It's only we have Arba Kanfois. Vim Ein Lay Beged, Koze in a Chayv Lekanin, Amuchuyv to buy it. Af Gam Zois, Omer Rabbi Seino, Zechoinim Livrocha, Ki Onesh, Onesh, Leite Spatzora, Aldavar, Asher lechomad b'lvavo yoyfi amitzu schora levavur sabev penei devarach yuva olav v'lokachas lebeged shesh arba kanfeis lasoyis b'titzot al kanafa. When he learns pshat, not that tzedake, he said that was the ma'ase shehoya. That's what he means. That's the ma'ase shehoya was tzedake, but ha'olam mikol zeh is not that the eden of the rizcha like the Beit Levi learns the Marasholim telling this that the eden of the rizcha Baruch will be upset that we did a harama. That was the Maisa Shehoya. But Yonah says very clearly, the Eidna Derizcha, a person is not Machayiv himself in the mitzvah. In other words, what we do, our practice of Talis Katan, according to Tosis, according to Rambam's Bin Chasidus. And the Eidna Derizcha, it'll probably do us Vayget Zechuyis. But Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to hold us responsible if we don't wear it. But according to Rabbeinu Yoina, no. The our practice is what the Gemara is referring to. The Gemara is saying that Be'edan Derizcha, Kadosh Baruch Hu will see if we were Machayiv ourselves in the mitzvah of tzitzis. And L'chayram, we could bring a strong raya to Rabbeinu Yoina. Because the language of the Malach was Tzitzis shotcheles mat heyalei. The language of Malach wasn't, you're doing aroma, why are you patting yourself up, why are you moyes ben mitzvah? It was, if you're not going to wear, he didn't say, sadina bekaita v'sabal v'sisva, so eicha to marmal mitzvahs. He says, no, what's going to be in the mitzvah of tzitzis? So the nekuda of the Malach was not tatzdake. The nekuda of the Malach wasn't like the Vesalei the Marashah say. The Nekudah Malach was why you have to maintain the mitzvah tzitzis. So you'll only maintain the mitzvahs if you mechayiv yourself. So that's Rabbeinu Yoina l'mshat. Then be'ed nadir vizcha, and a yeh medin, a Kadosh Baruch Hu will ask us, were you mechayiv yourself in the mitzvah? So I don't know if it's a Midas Chasidus or not. I'm not sure. It's more than a Midas Chasidus to be Mechayiv yourself. I don't know. But that the Ritvon Rosh Hashanah has a Shita Marchik Leches. That he holds in principle, like Rabbi Yoina, that Tzitzis is like every other mitzvah asay. So he cuts the Ritvos says that Bechlal by a Bitul asay, it's only made in the Rizva. Person doesn't hear Tkiyah Shofar, so the Ritvos says, but in the Rizva we're taking the task for. Right? So he says, even it's a broader Pshat Nar Gemara. But let's. Correct. So that's Lachari. So that is again the Nukudas HaMachlaikas between the Ram. Let's even go a step further. Before we summarize, the Rav Katina says to the Malach Anishisei Aasei. So Omalei Bizman the Ikar Rizcha Anshinan. So in other words, Rabbi Katina says, according to the Rambam, are you gonna punish me for doing Arama? So he says, yeah, Ben the Rizcha, punish me in Arama. In other words, so that Lachavra, if a person gets an Oynesh, that means that it's also to do. Right? Because Baruch is not giving an unction if not also. So, Lechaira, Kadosh Baruch Hu holds it's also to do haramis, right?
When you say it's kind of like Bilam.
The what?
Bilam, it wasn't also for him to go.
Yeah.
He got an owner for it, because God didn't want him to.
All right, fine.
It's not Rotzon Hashem that you are.
Okay, okay, maybe it's a better formulation. Okay, better formulation. But Halach Lamaisa. There's a major motivation to do the mitzvah, to do it, right? So whether you're going to call it a mitzvah, it's an Hashem, whatever you're going to call it, halacha l'maaseh, we're going to do it, because it's a... So according to the Rambam, according to the Tosfos, this would be an important makor to add to the Bechor Shor that he speaks about, Erev Pesach, about the Yerushalmi that says that Chazal says, also do our Romeis. So this would be an important makor to add to that discussion. According to Benu Yonah, there is a mitzvah. L'chayra means there is. Let's use Moshe's language. There's Ritzayin Abayre that we should purchase a Beged Shel Arba Kanfos and wear it. Right. And according to Rabbeinu Yoina, we will be taken to task for not being Makai Nebet Zainabari. Right? The way that Rav Weiss said it yesterday, so it comes in very beautiful. There is a Zainabari, because Baruch Hu expressed it in a certain way, because the Tshuka, to have tzitzis was part of the Zainabari, that it shouldn't be his lashon being thrust upon us. So Baruch Hu created a mitzvah where there was a where there is, even though it's a mitzvah of Borei to go and buy it, because Baruch Hu didn't phrase it as a chi of chayiv anum liknois. So this machlekes rishayna, about whether the mitzvah of Borei is that we should buy arba kanfus, or the mitzvah of Borei is we shouldn't patter ourselves baharama, that's what I pointed out yesterday. L'chor, the Mishnah Berurah takes the perspective of Rabbeinu Yoina. Because the Chayyim, the Mishnah Berurah says the similar lashon that a koyein who's feeling well should be eloducha. If a koyein's not feeling well, we should tell him when to exit. But a koyein who's feeling well, we don't tell him when to exit. Because, and the Mishnah Berurah says just like we learn the Gabbai Tzitzis. And then the Mishnah Berurah says in the Makor is the Gemara in Kiddushin. So the Lachayra, that might be the Shari Tshuva, because as Shari Tshuva wrote earlier, when he discusses the mitzvah of Sei Bechlau, he quotes that Gemara, he quotes the Pasuk, Legabe, Kiyom mitzvah Sei Nikra Yerushamayim. And he quotes the Pasuk, when they say Batokum, Vedatu B'nei Zokum, V'yereisim Alekecho Ani Hashem. Lamadnu So it could be that the Mishnah Berurah is maybe a reference to this Shari Tshuva, which is a reference to that Gemara. And the other Makor that the Nisa Kalim and the Rambam bring, I think, is Moshe Rabbeinu. Why did Moshe want the Eretz Yisrael? He wanted to have the beautiful fruits of Eretz Yisrael. He was chefing Kodesh Baruch Hu with how many thousands of tefillin, I forget the number. Was Chanan tefillos. So just to have a good Jaffa orange, right? No, because he wanted to do the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael. So you see that even the Moshe Rabbeinu was not chayiv in mitzvahs bechlal in the Eretz Yisrael to leave Zvaretz. But he was choymed last week's mitzvah. So that's the different makoreis that one could have for. So again, what's the nekuda of here? The nekuda of here is where is the hedgish on daf mem aleph mem aleph? Is the hedgish tatzdake, or is the hedgish techelis matei aleph? Is the hedgish that you the kodesh baruch hu the ritzoina bari is to follow his halachas and not to seek out haramis? Or is the ritzoina bari that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives me a mitzvah, l'chayra, he gives me an opportunity to mekayim return to borei, so that's there's a chiv to do so. Call it v'yareisa, call it Moshe Rabbeinu, l'chayra, that is the machlekes Rishonim on the nusach of the Gemara that tefilas arvis rishus. So the Gemara says, the Rishonim say, what do you mean tefilas arvis rishus? So Tosfos says, rishus means if you have another mitzvah. Shus means that you can be mafsik bin gula tefila, right? That's what I think three suggestions the Gemara in Tosfos has in Tefilas Shachar. What's Rishus, right? Because Tosfos, because the idea that Chazal were mesakin at tefila, that Yaakovinu was mesakin at tefila, and it's it depends on how I'm feeling. It's totally optional. So apparently Tosfos says I'm a stab. You can't say such a thing. Yaakovinu made a tefila. Chazal were mesakin at tefila. So I'm not going to say the tefillah. It's not shayach. It's not shayach. Like the Chazal should. They say, I have a way to come to Kodesh Baruch Hu. I have a way to talk to Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not shayach. I'm not going to do it. So does it. In other words, the Tosfos is saying, it's not shayach to have. Kodesh Baruch Hu will say it's a ritzoina bari, and it's totally, total rishus. It could be a rishus, lagabi, another mitzvah. It could be a lower level chiyuv. But you can't say that if I know the ritzoina bari, that there's no obligation to mekayim mitzvah nevara. So l'chorin, that could be what Rabbeinu Yoina, why he was madgish the Gemara in this way. If you say this mahalach in Rabbeinu Yoina, then l'chorin you can be miyashiv the Aruch HaShulchan and Rabbi Moshe's mahalach that Rabbi Moshe spoke about yesterday. In other words, the Aruch HaShulchan says there's no Shear for Talos Kotan. All right? So again, whether that's the Pshat of the new case or not, we discussed last week, but in the Aruch HaShulchan it's clear. All right? It seems to be the Mukhi Yosef's Pshat as well. Another, it's a huge issue over here. According to Mukhi Yosef, so that we know that under Shear, Talos Kotans go back to the time of the Mukhi Yosef. And he didn't say, V'chadoshim Higiu. Apparently he was very well accepted. Right? So that means you can go back, push back at least another century or so. So it comes back from the early Rishonim, right? Or Rav Moshe's Mahalach that we make a brach al minig. So Rav Moshe said, we make a brach al minig. You make a brach al minig when it's a minig kavua. When you have a minig by Chazal, by Chasi Halal. But if Klal Yisrael makes a new minig right now, Tov Shinayin, it's a gvaldig minig, and all Chacham Yisrael said, and Klal Yisrael's makabalah. So when we say a brach on it, Kabbalah Shabbos. It's a minig Yisrael. Minig Yisrael that goes back dari. And it's a pella like a minig that in the Rav Shlomo Alkus was very late to have a minig that Sfaradim and Ashkenazim both makabel. It's a pella, right? So it shows the Omek Inyan of the Kabbalah Shabbos. But so would we make a brach in Kabbalah Shabbos? We don't make brach in Tfilas, but I mean, that's what Rosh's Kashos and Rav Moshe. So say we have a minug, we make brachas minhagim, and if it's all the criteria, you make a bracha on a minug. The Bishkin Rav said that is a minug, which is a hemshach of a kiyum deraisa, good, but that's not lechari. That's not pshat making bracha on a minug. But if we say this mahalach that the malach told Rav Ketina teilas matayalei, so it's very possible that Chazal, if you follow through certainly the Pshat of Rabbeinu Yonah, that means that there was a Bnei Yisrael at some point coming back to the Malach and the Malach. Tchelis ma tayalei. That was a minig to make sure that we're going to be mekayim the tzitzis. Certainly, if you don't remember the word tchelis, tzitzis ma tayalei. So there was a minig. There was something happened over here. Ad kerei kach that the Gemara says, based on this conversation, we discuss whether chavis gavra chavis the talis. Right. So then it would make very good sense. Side there, chashuk side there, Moshe. There was a minig that goes back to tkufas Talmud to make sure that tzitzis ma tayalei. All right. So now the Rosh Hashanah would say, Mul Yosef would say, but the Tzitz Matei Alei wasn't that we were going to machayev ourselves. Not like we were in a Yoyna, but machayev ourselves. But there was an Indian that Yosef was going to wear a talis gadol in the morning, so we'll have a Tzitz Matei Alei talis gadol on a shir. We're not over any surim because it's far from the shir. All right. But it's Tzitz Matei Alei. Or Moshe's Malach. Moshe's Malach is that we have a similar approach. That there was some admitting in a Talmud. So then, it's very conceivable that hey, Yois, it was admitting within a Talmud. And a Yois, the Gemara says, you make a bracha of on Tzitzis, and the Gemara does not distinguish, but when we make the bracha, so even though the pashas would be, if we wouldn't have a hanhog, we would say, we make the bracha when you're chayim and tzitzis. That's what we would say. But it's certainly conceivable, the way Rav Moshe says it, that the Rav Moshe's mahalach goes back to Tzkufas HaTalmud, and he always said that it was, that the Gemara does not distinguish between making a bracha and not making a bracha, that the bracha was equally applied to when there's a chiyuv and when it was a minhag. That would make a lot of sense. That's very possible. So that would be the Hedgesh, it's not dependent on Rabbeinu Yonah and on the Rambam. It happens to be much more consistent with Rabbeinu Yonah's Mahalach.
The Gemara does say to make a bracha on a maskeen. Doesn't it bracha when it says on a barach yuva?
The tzitz have to be, tzitz is barach yuva.
If it's public being shared, it's not a barach yuva.
Right. It has to, that the Gemara says, Elohochi Kamala. How could we get angry at Rav Katina? He wasn't chayv in tzitzis. So the answer is, we were angry either, Malchus was angry either because he made himself potter, right? Or he was angry that he didn't have a kim in tzitzis matei alei. So tzitzis matei alei, Pasha, so you're saying, that's chayv in tzitzis. But it's conceivable to say that Rav Katina learned you have to watch over the mitzvah tzitzis somehow. Conceivable.
Is it by at night or the women with sukkah?
Well, I mean, women wouldn't apply to women for keret. There's never a minute for women, so it wouldn't apply to women.
Depends if it's a kiyum right.
We don't find
everybody does.
No, we don't find the mitzvah matei alei when a person's partner. I mean, it's only. Yeah, we don't find that. But nighttime is a separate thing. But nighttime is an interesting ha'ara. Tzarachin. That's what Ramesha writes. Right? Ramesha writes, he can go either way if it comes to nighttime. Right, I guess that means he was mistapik, whether the minhag of Klal Yisrael was adopted at nighttime. Right? Yeah. Yeah, very good. That's very good. Yeah, yeah.
The problem is the first thing is filling.
Yeah.
But filling can work out.
Yeah. That's very good. Good. In the topic of Chayvas Gavra, let's switch gears for a moment to a separate shiur right now. The Shita Mikulbetza says that we have a raya that it's a Chayvas Gavra because we make the bracha l'sate petzitzis. So that should be a raya. And that is based on Mem Beis Amud Aleph, where it says Rabbi Yehuda was Rami Techilta. Mem Gimel Aleph, Rami Techilta le Perzuma de Inche Beisei, Umevarach called Safra le Ateif Batzitzis. So here we see the Nusach of making a bracha le Ateif Batzitzis. Why are we making a bracha le Ateif Batzitzis? That's what we should make a bracha al mitzvah tzitzis. That's what we say in the Talz Gotten, Why le Ateif Batzitzis? So the term. The Torah points out that there is a that Seder Atifasa, that the way that we put on tzitzis, Pirsha Goinim Katifas Yishmeilim. Shehi Atifa Gimura. Ubalita Kosav Deloy Bin Kulihai Elikiderach when the Odom Shemiskasin Biksusan Basukim Elachtan Pamayim Pa'omib Bikisi Rosh and Bigili Rosh. V'derech atofa atifa rechava lekoymes ish. So the machlokes ge'onim and balu iter. These two quotes that when we put on our tzitzis and when we put on the beged, are we mechuyev to do atifas yishmeilim, or are we mechuyev to put on kederech menayodim? Right. So the iter understands very well. The pasuk says that you have to put on a tzitzis and arba kanfos, right? A sheyachase, right? So I think the Rav Baz writes, Shmuel Deshen writes, atifa man dechar shmei. How does Rav Yehuda formulate for us a bracha l'satay b'tzitzis, l'chaseis lilboy tzitzis, litloy tzitzis? According to Tosfos, it's kasha and Yevamos. Tosfos says, where does the mitzvah of tzitzis is once you're wearing a beged, then you put on tzitzis. All right, so then he says, but it's a big kasha. Big kasha is, the chazal misachin ebrocha is atei tzitzis. They should be misachin ebrocha, litloi tzitzis, lasoi tzitzis, they live with Tarchian. It's a gewaldig kasha. All right. It's phrased in a number of ways. Why would how do we understand the chazal misachin ebrocha using a lashon that doesn't seem to be part of the mitzvah? According to the Tosfos, it even is an inappropriate way of being magged in the mitzvah. And the Gemara says, and then the parts of Mav Lika and Mav Psochim, that when you have a mitzvah that cannot be totally defined by a pe'ula, so you have a nusach al mitzvah tzitzis, right? So there is. So when Chazal said this atev, it was going against their own approach that if you can't be magli mitzvah entirely in the nusach abrachas, so use a different nusach. So if they said this atev, then it means that Chazal were telling us there is an element of each of b'shas, atzis b'shas levisha tzitzis. So that's the machlokes between the itur and the ge'onim. The itur says, Atif with me is another word for Lilboish Kederach Shaloivshim. All right? Then maybe if we would say Lilboish, it would mean Lilboish would be too broad a term. Maybe that's what the Eter means. We know that if you're wearing a scarf, does not require tzitzis. There's a Geder of what's Asher Yechase. So instead of saying Lechasos, Lilboish, it said Lisatev. He just says that means I'm wearing a beged we'll use the word choshev, and I can define it right now. A choshev, a beged, is a derech levisha. And the Gainim says, no. There's a din of doing something very strange. Ativa shimshayit lishmeilim. Beisheisiv writes, nirish atam, why do we say lisatev betzitzis? Because, and that's what it says in the Teiseftin Brachos, olmo ituf be'inon. Beisheisiv says shidas agoinim, the shidas we paskin like, right? Again, no machloek is why the lashon of ituf. So the Beisheisiv says heyoyis the goinim say kativas ishmaelim. So that means olma ituf binan. What's ituf? So Shmuel says legabe avelos rechon letzlan that ein kol atifa sheni kativas ishmaelim einu atifa. Right? And Rav Nachman showed, what does that mean? That you bring the down to one's lips. Right? That was, so if Yehuda said an Ovel wants to show that he's alone, that he's not socially involved, so he puts an atifa down. That was a tzedin. Why do we follow this din anymore? Because the Rush writes that it would be tzchoik. If you'd walk into a home of Eilim, everybody's sitting there hooded. See, Rush says, by our time, you'd walk in, it would be such a strange, such a bizarre presentation. He says that they dropped it. So it's a strange Rush. Because it's a tzchoik, it's a din. It's a din, the Rabbanan, to do Shazitav. Right? It wasn't l'chayra normal in Mishas Chazal Isaac to be totally hooded down to one's mouth. So l'chayra, I think the Pshat is the following. Pshat is normally derech tzchoik, it's not a reason to change the din, but an avelus to change the din. You can't have an avelus which derech tzchoik. You can't have a base omel, and everybody walks and says laughing because it looks so ridiculous. So maybe that's what the Rush meant. An avelus, a derech tzchoik is not, can't be the din. But that's why sometimes you go into a base home and sometimes you'll see that people are wearing hats. In the middle of the weathering hats is not Shachar and Hamarav. It's the middle of the day. Right? Because they want to have a kiyum and ituf. Because they're kiyum and having a... Because ituf in halacha can mean... Here ituf means ka'atif is yishmeilim. That's the din. That's what the Gemara says. But there's another usage of the term ituf, and that's an extra kisur. Right? That's what the... Like a koishal bracha. So many poskim say that we should have more of a bigger covering than a regular yarmulke. Because there is a shita in Tantan Brat and Shulchan Aruch that a tifa is part of the hidurim of a koishal bracha. Good. So the Beis Yosef says, Chazal say lisatef. In Hilchas Avelis they say, Kalatif, Kalatif is a shirin, it's an atifa. And the eater says, couldn't mean that. Rabbeinu Agodol Maria Abu of Kosav Shetamoy Deloy Beinon Ativus Ishmaelim El Gabe Avelus Agal Gabe Tzitzis. There's no din, no requirement of itav, right? So the Beis Yosef says again, we have Chazal said atifa, so then we have to do itav. L'chayr atifas means k'tiv tishmael. The Gemara in Moed Katan says, so that's the machlegis between the Goinim and the itur, whether atifa bizman azem requires is kedera shaloyvshim. All right, that we didn't send very very well, and we have to kvetch why lisatef and not lilbush l'chasoy. So he had a suggestion, but according to the Gaonim, tzorchi and gadol, right? Tzorchi and gadol, because the Gaonim say you have to do a tifa, which is not a normal tifa. Baraya, it was a hanhoga for avelim, so that means that wasn't a normal thing to do. So why are we doing a... Why did Chazal establish l'sate for the ma'isa levisha, a ma'isa ituf? So this question is raised in even sharper terms by the Trumas Hadeshen and by the Radbaz. Both point out that they make the question a sharper question. They say that when what is our minig? Our minig is to do atifa, momentary atifa for arba amos, for kederach hilch arba amos, right? And then we stop doing atifa. According to the Itor, we don't stop doing atifa. According to the Itor, we do atifa as long as the Talmud goes along. But according to the Gaonim, so the pella becomes a bigger pella. Why? We say l'satayt b'tzitzis, and then we do atifa for 5 seconds. Talmud is very fast. And then we start taking tifa. So it's a leitzanus. Chazal make a bracha, give us a nusach of bracha. So we do the nusach for 5 seconds. And then it gets even sharper. When we do our atifa, the minig of many, many Jews is, goes from the Gaonim, to take all tzitzis and to put them on one side. So according to many Rishonim, if all the corners are on one side, you put them in tzitzis. Right? A sharper question. When we do the atifa, we make it into a scarf. So not only is it it'd be one thing if we would bring the talus over our heads and we do atifa. That's a kasha. But it's even more chomedic a kasha, because when we do the atifa, we make ourselves part of mitzvah tzitzis, a pella. So that's what the hacha nami like kabdina and ayitu betitza ella betchilasai. We only do atifa at the very, very beginning. V'tam yafu. Says the Trumas Hadeshen that according to Chazal, according to Goyim, the emes is that we are only the mitzvah mamish ketikuna for dalet amos. But that's the din. What's the mitzvah tzitzis? He said, most, what are we doing? We are being mechayev ourselves in tzitzis. All right. How long are we mechayev ourselves in tzitzis? Says the Trumas Hadeshen, and when we wear tzitzis the rest of the day, that's a different idea. He says, that is in order that Urita Abakiyam, Sheshoin Mikolayim, Kidei Lestakel, Toder Matzitzes, Kidei Sivarisa Moises Achartem. Trumas Hadeshen has a mahalach very similar to the Nemuke Yosef, the Aracha Shulchan Revation. He says that Ramakayim, the mitzvah to keep Kitti Kuna only Bishas Bracha. In other words, with all of our kashas, Trumas Hadeshen says, Badoaka. Chazal said this atef, that's the Iker Kiyum, that's the Goyinim, Atif Shmeilim, and all I have to do is for a minute. The rest of the day, that's the Kiyum and Nuzchartem. Right. So again, you have this, again, this Mahalach of that there is a, and that there, it's not exactly what we're saying before. We said before that it's a Kiyum, Kidei Yushaloyim, Tishnakach Torah Tzitzis. Right? But the Trumas Hadeshen says, you see, in his time already, there was an understanding to have tzitzes kedei lekayim uzachartem. You'll say, he quotes the Arzuri, he says, but there's no chiv of tzitzes when you have it wrapped around your neck. Is that right? And he says, ein shum mitzvah. Brings a raya that we sometimes have more kepeid at the very beginning of a mitzvah. It says that when it comes to tkiyah shefer, we're makvin on a midah only at the very beginning of the mitzvah. Later on, we don't stand. Right? Comes the Radvaz. And again, he asked the kasha, mamish in our minute. He doesn't call tivas yishmelim.
And they throw two tzitzis behind them. Letzad small.
All four on one side. He says we're doing an atifah of avelos and Shabbos. Maybe that should be also because avelos prefers you. So Tshuva quotes a lashon. He says that from Gaonim that says kishis atef yisrael betalis tzorak sheyashlech arba knofes al tzad asmoili lo yem ayem klum al tzad yemin letakin es hayetzimara tichsiv leshachar levav arneichem. So he says he quotes from Gaonim that this is that when a person puts on his tzitzis, he should put all of the tzitzis on the left side, because that will help out from the yetzer, be a protector from the yetzer. I thought at a Luli Mr. Fina, I would say at the very end of the sugya, discusses and Bizman of Talmud. There was a famous zona, and somebody came to the zona and was about to be nichshal, and as he was taking off his tzitzis,
the Rashi's lashon is with a nace that the tzitzis slapped him. So I thought that's a makor for slapping somebody's tzitzis when you whip it around in these crowded shuls. Now I thought it was a makor for whipping all the tzitzis to one side, because that's a keilu, you don't want to slap yourself because you can see what the tzitzis can accomplish. There's a fantastic story about how the once this person came to was in nichshal, so then the zayna became so taken by the power of tzitzis, she ended up having to give a third of her wealth just to buy herself out of the malchus, and then making her way to the base of medrash to become a nichnas tachas kanfi yeshchina. So the Radvaz has this lashon, and the Radvaz says that the Garcinon b'medrash b'soif daber posa kol atzmoisai, and he quotes part of the, we have part of the medrash in our Gemara, but the medrash says Omar David ani mashpichachu b'chol every makayim b'mitzvus, I'm giving shevach with all of my evarim makayim mitzvus b'roishi ani koyfi v'koreh b'tfilosi, I bow my head in davening b'savris roishi ani makayim l'sekifu b'tzavori atifa tzitzis, with my neck and makayim tzitzis b'einai urizem oisai b'chazeh, with my chest atzitzis ani meisim k'negin alev kol zaman sheni koyrik rishma. I put two in front of him when I'm davening. The minug is also a pella. So you see that it's a discussion amongst the Rishonim, whether you bring all four corners, different minhagim. When you say the parsha of tzitzis, when you say the parsha of kriyishma, right? So lechora it might not be a kiyum and shein on a made a shaker latzmai, but lechora it's a pella, because according to many rishonim, you're potter of him all the corners in front of you. So dafka during kriyishma, you make yourself potter of the mitzvah. So he says, because that's the medrash. The medrash says that you have tzitzis kineged liboy uloyachnim biyad smaylay oyda ni oymer, and then he says. He quotes another medrash that b'shas kriyas yamsuf hilchoch mikol hanei mashma ki b'shas kriyas shema miyasorach shiyu kol atzitzis lefonov, because of these midrashim. But he has the b'shas kriyas yamsuf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that Shasidin lis atef me'achureyim, that Kadosh Baruch Hu defended us. Gavriel was machriz. Ve'omer le'mayamsuf shelishtifu ish Yisrael, that Gavriel was being done us. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, tell the waters to only stand behind the Jews. Why? Because asidin lis atef me'achureyim. And the Rama writes based on this medrash, shaglashlach titzis la'achura. Hayoytzim mikol zeh, is that whereas the Truma Sadeshan says that there is a din of l'sa'atef b'tzitzis, and therefore we do a tifas shmeil b'shas bracha, and mekayim the mitzvah of tzitz only b'shas, and the ikar mitzvah of tzitz mekayim only b'shas bracha, and the Truma Sadeshan says the rest of our tzitz according to going that requires a tifa is not a kiyum. But it's not certainly not a kiyum b'shleim mus the mitzvah tzitzis. It's our whole mahalach in Rabbeinu Yoin and the Mishnah Berurah and the Achashulchan and the Mukhi Yosef and the Rav Moshe. Truma Sadeshan has that kind of a nusach. Not sure exactly the same, but the same idea that according to Goyim, the ikir mitzvah is v'itav, shas bracha.
So the Ritva says for keret. The Ritva says that the Iker mitzvah tzitzis we do during most of our davening, most of the time. Then there are nekudas where we don't do the Iker mitzvah, called Kriya Shema, because of a medrash. L'maisa our minig is we put in our tzitzis, so we make a bracha l'sateif, and then according to Ritva's we don't do the Iker mitzvah. We're Makai Midrashim. Right? Okay, after Tzarechian. David HaMelech says, but Tzavari, that's not the Iker Mitzvah. How are you talking? David HaMelech says, I do mitzvahs with Almighty Yevara. So now we learn Pshat, so therefore we take a beged of tzitzis, and we make ourselves potter, and we put it in a way in which you're potter. That's Akim in the Medrash. Chapela. So Hayotzi Mikol, and most of these Mekoreis I found in Chavsel Sasharon, Mordechai Karlbach, get the name right? It's a very thick sefer. So he, in Parsha Shlach, he raises these questions, gives these makaris. I don't think that what I'm saying now is exactly the way he says it. I don't know. But l'chayra, the koin der advaz, what our minig is punkt for keret from the Trumas Hadeshim. The advaz apparently is saying is that Chazal were misakein and new kiyumim in mitzvah tzitzis. There's a mitzvah tzitzis mena deiraisa. And that's levisha, and that's being mechusa, and that's having the four in the back, and the four in the front, v'chule. And then, apparently, there is another kiyumim mitzvah tzitzis, a kiyumavitav. And those kiyumim are expressed fully in the midrashim. And l'chayra, you have to say this word, because according to Radvaz, to say that I'm making a bracha, and then I'm going to do the mitzvah tzitzalfi medrash, and it's not a kim de rice, that's a hefsek. L'chora, to say that I'm saying this atef, I'm doing an ituf, right? Which is not a kim mitzvah tzitzis. And then I'm going to do a kim mitzvah tzitzis. L'chora, for carrot. L'chora, we should. L'chora, Trumas Hadeshim is correct. So, L'chora, you have to say that Chazal understood that there's a kim mitzvah tzitzis, which is Levisha, which is Asher Yechaseva, and there's a key mitzvah tzitzis, it's called Ituf. What's the key mitzvah tzitzis? Ituf. So Ituf means that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah tzitzis as a hagon against the Yetzer Hara, as a kiyum in Kol Atzmoisai. But it has to be a kiyum deiraisa. So it means when Chazal were misaking l'sateif b'tzitzis, they were pointing out to us that there are two parts to the mitzvah tzitzis. And l'chayra, this could even be two parshas. Because in the parish of Shlach doesn't mention Machlal, it has to be Naksus. That's the parish of Kiseitze. Right? So apparently what you have to say is that there is a key mitzvah tzitzis to wear a beg in mamish the way you normally wear like the eater. There's another key mitzvah tzitzis to have arba kanfois around one's body and to have tzitzis in those arba kanfois. And not mechuyev in every single scarf, no. But there's a key of mitzvah of being misatev betzitzis and misatev keder chativis ishmeilim. And that key of mitzvah is a key because the mitzvah tzitzis has is meisiv kedusha, it's meisiv yira. What do you want to say? But that's part of, in addition to zechiras on mitzvahs. And that would be miyashiv our minhag, our practice. L'sateif, Chazal wanted to point out there's another kiyum if they use a new mitzvah, a new nusach. They could have said little bush, but they used a nusach which is teaching us that there is another kiyum. Like the Gemara says, you mistoivei b'mitzvahs, you misateif b'mitzvahs, zuzah, talis, tefillin, and the very first moment we do the kiyum mitzvah tzitzis, which is ituf, which is hagona kenegad yitzhar v'chulei v'chulei, and then we do the kiyum mitzvah tzitzis of the which is the chiyuv of having arba kanfes. And l'chayra, this mahalach explains a very important part of our minig. Our minig is that when we put on the tzitzis, so maybe you say l'shem yuchad and nobody's the yiratzin, but the minig is after you put them on, you say, Mayokar chasokim, ubitzelk and efech yechasoyin. What's that got to do with the tzitzis? Yuvi desh mesech, monachal nechal sashkin. We should be saying something about Lamant Tizkru. The Chir is Mitzvah Tzitzis, right? I was saying it. Ubitzel Kenefer Yechsoyim. So apparently Chazal wanted us to appreciate that there's a part of Mitzvah Tzitzis that Tzitzis protects us from Beirus, like it protected this person from the Zayna. So in order, that moment, the first part of the Mitzvah of Ituf. So again, you have two mahalachim. You have the mahalach of the Trumas Hadeshin, and l'chayra, the Ramban has to accept that in a slightly different way. This atef, according to the Eter, none of this is correct. But according to the Gaonim, Ituf Yishmeilim, and the Minig Yisrael was even take it a step further, and say not only Ituf Yishmeilim, but an Ituf where one might be. According to many Rishonim, part of Mitzvah Tzitzis. But one is reminding oneself that part of the Mitzvah of Boire is that the Tzitzis are a way that one does a Mitzvah with the Tzavar, where they went Megan all the Mitzvahs, Megan. Bitzel Kenefech Yechsoyen. And that's when we say those Psukim. And then, when we finish that Kiyum of Tzitzis, so then we go on to the Kiyum Mitzvah Tzitzis, which is. Very binyan of the halachas, and the lisatif covers that as well. Hayetzim mikol zeh, we could then even give another way of understanding the remotion of the shulchan. Could be that it's tizmat ha'olei, or it could be that hayetzim is a key mitzvah tzitzis, of being mu'utah for reminding ourselves of the mitzvahs, so therefore that could be a key, and that. As we're pointing out that there are several indications that there is a kiyum beyond the kiyum of Rei Lubish. I want to thank everybody for the opportunity to learn Hilchos Tzitzis together and to have this to discuss in Yonei Tzitzis and Lomdus. And so we didn't. I think we covered everything. We touched on all the sugyas. We'll now finish up the next two blocks. You'll see that I think we touched all the sugyas, and we're able to. To analyze some of the Yisodos by learning Biyun. And again, I thank you for the opportunity. Thank Jason for Eved Al Mishma organizing everything, because it's when the Yeshiva Gadol began in town, Sir Chaim Cohen said all that he was the Rosh Yeshiva, and Rav Roberts was helped Rav Chaim Cohen organize the Yeshiva. Rav Chaim Cohen said, Rav Roberts is the Rosh Yeshiva. I come here to say Shira. So Jason's really the Rosh Chavur. I just had the schus to say some shiur. Okay, thank you very much.